はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、東京。第12回文化レッスンでございます。ちぐさです。
Peter here. We're back with another Japanese culture class. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lainen, the translation and interpretation specialists. Okay, we have a very special treat for everybody out there. Joining us in the studio for the first time is...
Hi everybody, this is Chigusa. It's really nice to meet you. I'm here for the first time and...
Okay, now let me tell you a little bit about Chigusa. Chigusa is an expert in the topics we're going to cover over these next few weeks. Chigusa, what are these topics we're going to cover the next few weeks?
We're going to cover the hottest cities in Tokyo.
Yes. Chigusa knows Tokyo. Chigusa knows a lot of international cities, but her specialty is Tokyo. So, Chigusa, what are we going to cover for the first topic for everybody today? The hottest section of Tokyo.
The hottest section of Tokyo, of course, is Shibuya.
Shibuya.
Yes.
Can you give us this name one more time? Nice and slow.
Shibuya.
Japanese uses Chinese characters, and they all have meanings. What does Shibuya mean? Why don't we start there?
Okay, Shibuya is constructed of two kanjis. The first is Shibu, which means bitter, and the other one is Tani, which means valley. And Tani is also read as Ya, so that makes Shibuya, and it's bitter valley.
Do you have a bitter impression of Shibuya?
Not much, because it's so exciting and all these young people are always around. It's not quite bitter, it's more of a sweet and exciting city for me.
Sweet Valley,
yeah,
yes.
Sweet Valley. But the kanji is Bitter Valley.
You think we can get the name changed?
The name changed? maybe if we try, but I don't know. There's quite a history behind it too.
Can you tell us a little bit about that history?
One is there used to be a samurai called Shibutani, and that's the start of it. That's one thing I heard.
One story behind the legend of Shibuya.
Yes. And the other thing is that the location here is near Shibuya Gawa. It's a river. It's not running anymore, but it used to.
Really?
Yeah.
So a couple possibilities behind the name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yes, as you said, the river is no longer running.
No longer running.
And the samurai era is over.
Mm-hmm.
So Shibuya has changed quite a bit.
Right. And in the late 1990s, because Shibuya was such an IT technological city, the Americans used to call it Bit Valley.
Bit Valley.
Bit Valley.
Ah, a little play on the words of bitter.
Yeah, bitter. And Silicon Valley.
Yeah, the U.S. had the Silicon.
Yeah.
So the Japanese had the Bit Valley.
Bit Valley. And that's what it was called in the United States, I think, in the 1990s.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. We should ask an American.
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't know. I just read this today and heard of Bit Valley. It was really news to me. It was new to me too.
No. Don't listen to Chigusa. She knows about this. This was a special. This was a major. I think she wrote a thesis, a doctorate thesis on this, right?
Right. Got an A on it too.
There you go. I like that style, Chigusa. Okay, so now that we gave you the history, we're going to give you a few locations and a little bit of history behind one of the locations. There are a couple of famous landmarks in Shibuya. Can you give us the first one? Probably the most famous. And the way everybody knows this is, where do you meet someone in Shibuya?
The place to meet people at Shibuya is, of course, Hachiko.
Okay, and what's this?
Hachiko is a statue of a dog, and there's a really great story behind it. There used to be a dog called Hachiko, and he was a really loyal dog, and he used to wait his master at the station every day. But one day, his master passed away. But the dog couldn't quite understand the concept of people passing away, so he kept on waiting at the station for years and years, and now he's a statue.
And the reason we bring this up, in Shibuya, it's so big. And this square is quite big, but not that big where you can't find someone. So whenever you're meeting someone in Shibuya, where do you meet? You meet at...
Hachiko.
Yes. And the statue itself is quite small. It actually kind of is a square around it. And there's usually someone playing music there, people dancing. Mm-hmm. And it's right next to the intersection that was in the movie Lost in Translation.
Right.
So if you remember that intersection, there are a ton of people. And I've heard that it's the busiest intersection in the world.
Must be. Mm. Like all the time on state news shows where they show a lot of people and like the busy area, Shibuya is always the place they shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. So there is a lot of people. Chigusa is after the show. She's going to go there and count them. And we'll give you an update on how many people Chigusa counts.
Right.
This should be a great challenge for you. So the point of this whole exercise was, well, the point of my rambling was that that's where everybody meets. And there's so much going on there. It's one of the, if you really want to get a feel for how alive Tokyo is, where do you want to go, Chigusa?
Go to Shibuya.
Yes. And you want to start off at?
Hachiko.
Yes. And then you want to cross the intersection and go to, well, I don't want to go there, but I have a feeling Chigusa wants to go there.
No, everybody should go to Shibuya 109. It's the place. You should go there to meet girls. There's a bunch of pretty girls there.
Chigusa, I'm married. Are you trying to get me killed?
It's going to be fun. Like, if you want to have some fun and, like, your wife's outside partying with her friends, maybe you could go to 109 and just watch girls pass by because they're really pretty.
Thank you, Chigusa.
That's one thing you could do. If you're really bored, you can just go to 109 and watch the girls. Watch the girls. Don't touch them.
Yes, and Chigusa would also like to point out, I believe they sell clothing there too,
yes.
Right?
Yes. What's it famous for is the clothes. 109 is a really big department store where they sell clothes and cute little, I don't know, belts, earrings. They have practically everything. And the Target is based on teenagers and maybe young, early 20s. But my sister, who's already 34, still goes to 109.
Wow.
So it's really, I think it's borderless. Everybody goes there.
All right.
Right?
Yes. I've been there a few times and really cutting edge fashion, like top notch fashion. That's going to pretty much whatever you see at 109 mm-hmm. within 6 months will be throughout Asia. Maybe a little longer, you know, a year. Like it's very, very trendy.
Exactly.
Which is why I never go.
It's quite fun though.
Yes. I think, and what you pointed out, though, was girls. I think it's more geared towards girls. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't find anything for myself there.
Well, it's mainly for the girls. And, like, they have, like, skirts and, like, pretty gorgeous stuff.
Okay, so there it is. Chigusa recommends 109. For the guys, check out the girls. For the girls, check out the clothes.
Exactly.
Enjoy. Okay, so look at this. We got you out of the station. We got you through Hachiko, right across the intersection. I mean, 109 is right there. You could hit it with a baseball from Hachiko. Okay, so we got three major things. And also, the intersection has three huge TVs. So much going on. Again, it's one of the places you can go to really get a feel of how alive and how vibrant and how energetic Tokyo is. Okay, now let's get into the good stuff. 109's, I don't know, running to about 10 p.m., right? Then it's got to close down, right?
Right. 10. About 10.
Okay.
So what are you going
to
do after?
Chigusa, you should know this. Come on.
So after 109 closes, where do you have to go? You have to go to the clubs.
Thank you, Chigusa. Yes. What else is going on in Shibuya? And now you're going to get information from one of the most knowledgeable people about nightlife in Tokyo. It is now Chigusa's moment to shine. Chigusa!
Okay, one club you should go to is Club Harlem.
Why?
I think it's the biggest club in Shibuya, and it's mainly hip-hop. But they have, like, dance parties, like, where they have dance showcases, people dancing, dancers dancing, and people doing lives. And, of course, famous DJs playing. And you can get a lot of drinks, of course. And it's open till, like, 6 or 7 a.m., so you can just party all night.
6 or 7 a.m.? Oh, jeez. I have to be in home in bed by 12. You're laughing too much. Okay, stop right there. Now, first, tell us a little bit about clubs in Japan. How do we buy tickets? How much is it? What's going on? Give us the details. How do we ask for a ticket? What's the word to ask for a ticket? What's the word to get in? Do we get a bracelet? How many floors of the club? Give us some details.
Okay, there's a bunch of clubs in Shibuya. It's located in one section, but practically, you go in, there's a guy standing there. You have to show your ID to show that you're over 18.
Just 18 to get into clubs?
18 to get into clubs and more than 20 to buy drinks.
Okay, and they mark this with a bracelet or something?
It depends on the club. Sometimes they give you bracelets. Sometimes they stamp you on your hands. Sometimes they don't give you anything. Or maybe they give you drink tickets. The price is usually 1,500 yen to 3,000 yen. It depends on the party.
Yeah, $15 to about $30, US dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this club you mentioned, Harlem. Now, how big is it? You know, that's one of the things we hear about Japan. Everything's so small. Everything's so, you know, condensed. How big are these clubs?
They're pretty big. Well, it depends on which club you go to. But Club Harlem has about 3 or 4 floors.
Yes.
Yes. And one is the main floor. And there's a really huge dance floor and a DJ booth. And a lot of lockers where people stuff their stuff.
Great point. Yes, they have lockers inside where you can put your valuables.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know if you want to put too much in there. Don't go putting diamonds in there. It's not, you know, a safe deposit box, but it's good enough to get your clothes in there and some other things.
Other things, yes. Well, Tokyo is safe compared to the United States, but sometimes...
Chikusa. Blasphemy. The U.S. is very safe.
Well, like... At clubs and, like, nightlife.
It's a joke. It's a
joke. Of course, I know. But in Tokyo, you can be... Well, I don't say you have to be less aware, but it's pretty safe. But still, you have to keep your belongings, like your important stuff, with you.
Yeah.
You should.
Just be cautious. You know,
just be cautious.
If you be sensible, you shouldn't have any problems. But, you know, like, oh, I got my car stolen in Tokyo. You know, I left it running and I went into the club. Yeah, someone's going to... Maybe someone will take it. But yeah, just be sensible and you'll be all right.
Yeah, no problem.
And also I noticed like one thing, you know, Japanese clubs are, people seem more laid back, much, you know, everyone's having fun and having a good time, right?
Right.
Yeah. So not as kind of quick tempers as you might find somewhere else in the world.
I've never seen that much violence around Shibuya whole my life. So in that sense, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you should have a great time. And now one thing I want to point out is the age groups. What kind of age groups are going to these clubs?
It ranges pretty much from 18-year-olds to maybe late 30s.
And that's the thing. Like maybe it depends on the club, but I'm pretty sure no matter what age you are, you can find a club to go to. Even older people tend to go out to clubs.
Yeah, they do. Like 40s, people in the 40s.
Yeah, but I think the genre of the club will tell you a lot about whether, you know, you'll find other people your age there. But very, very unique.
It's
interesting.
Unique. Yes.
Okay, so we have your recommendation. And as you said, the clubs are kind of...
Concentrated in one area.
Yes, the club area. So what else? Do we have the bar area in Shibuya?
The bar area. There's a lot of restaurants and bars throughout Shibuya, I say. But... especially, there's a street called the Center Street, Sentagai.
Okay.
It's in Japanese.
Uh-huh.
When you walk through Sentagai, you'll see a bunch of restaurants and bars and shops and manga cafes, if you ever heard of them.
Yes. And what are these? Can you just give us this quick?
Okay. Manga kissa is the word in Japanese, but it's usually open for 24 hours, and there's just a bunch of comic books. And you'll just have to pay the entrance fee, and you can read as much as you want to.
Yes. And you can drink as much
as
you want.
Yes, yes.
But it's not alcoholic.
No.
So I have a friend, and he sleeps here.
Ah, people do that.
Yeah, like he goes
in. It's really comfortable, right? Because the sofas are pretty good. They have good sofas.
Yes. Very, very nice sofas.
Yes.
It's definitely also, yeah, we forgot to recommend that. Like, if you come to Japan, it might be worth it to pay the 1 hour fee. I think you pay by the hour, right?
You pay by the hour, yes.
So you might want to just go in and check out one of these comic book cafes, as you said, and just go in and kind of check out, see what's going on there, see all the comics. They're all lined up. Get yourself a drink. They have coffee, tea, orange juice. And even if you can't read, just check out the pictures. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. They have movies too.
Now, yes, the nicer ones, they have you can get a reclining chair. So if mm-hmm. you pay a little bit more, you get a reclining chair and you have access to CDs, DVDs, mm-hmm. and the reclining sofa, which you were talking about, the chair to sleep in. The first time I saw a Matrix was in a manga kisa.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it?
Amazing.
Well, some manga kisas even have a theater room.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's really nice. It's all private. The door closes, of course. And you can get the lights down and you have like a mini theater.
And this is for one person or two people or?
About two or three. The room is quite big, but there was a little sofa, I think, for two people.
Wow, where is this?
The one I went to was in Yoyogi, which is two stops away from Shibuya.
Wow. All right, I'm going to have to get that address afterwards. I know where to take my wife for our anniversary. Yeah, oh, boy.
Poor wife.
Oh, Chiguse, you're using me as a punching bag today.
Take her to a good restaurant.
Okay. So now we got that covered. Is there anything else that we should mention about Shibuya? How about department stores?
There's a bunch of department stores, as I've mentioned before, in Shibuya. And there's quite a history behind it, too. There's one big department store called the Tokyu Department Store, which is the oldest department store in Shibuya.
Really?
Yes. And 109 is written as 109, like the number is 109, right?
Yep, the numbers.
If you read it in Japanese, it's Tokyu. 10 is read as To, and Q, 9, is read as Q, too.
I didn't even put that together. Wow.
Well, so 109 is a branch from Tokyu Department Store.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
勉強になりました.
Hi. Do you get it? Like the number 10
yeah.
is To in Japanese, and the number 9 is Q.
Q.
It's Tokyu.
How slick of them. Using, I see,
right.
Using Arabic numbers
Arabic
as kanji.
Numbers. Yes.
How crafty.
And they have Tokyu Hands, if you ever heard of it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's a really big store where they sell
stuff for hobbies.
Yeah, hobbies. Like they have furnitures, stationaries.
And also like when I go shopping for my Halloween costume, I go
yeah,
to
Yeah, they have
Tokyu
costumes
Hands.
And like party stuff.
So seasonal stuff,
seasonal
party stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff for your house, stuff for mm-hmm. hobbies.
Right.
They really cover everything.
Yeah. It's really interesting, but that's called Tokyu Hands, and it's another branch of Tokyu Department Store. And another big branch is called Seibu Department Store.
And that's part of Tokyu, too?
No, it's...
Don't scare me.
Sorry.
I was like,
it's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tokyu and Seibu are rivals.
Yeah.
Are the biggest rivals in Shibuya. Because Seibu Department Store has a lot of branches, too.
Now it's all coming together. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. So, for a game plan, if you have some time in Tokyo, you can go to Shibuya about 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
walk through Hachiko Square, listen to the music, dance a bit. Someone's definitely playing. Last time I was there, I think they were playing reggae music.
Really?
And then a few feet away, they were playing rock music, all kinds of music. Mm-hmm. Cross over the intersection, check out 109, then hit the clubs, stay out till 6 or 7, go to the Starbucks. They have a really big Starbucks there, too.
Right.
And then you're ready for shopping.
Yes.
All day.
All day.
All right. Shibuya. All right. I think that's going to cover it for our coverage of Shibuya this week.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that sums it up.
Now, out of 5 Chigusa stars, how many stars do you give Shibuya?
4.5.
4.5?
Yes.
All right. I can't wait to see what your 5 is.
Well, okay. Because the other half, Shibuya is really, really crowded. So for people who don't like really crowded areas, they might get a little claustrophobic. But it's people who like a lot of people or getting surrounded by a lot of people. Of course, I'll give a 5.
Now, see, that's very thoughtful of you. You really covered all the bases. Wow, very impressed. Okay, so that's going to do it.
Mata ne.
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.